Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. I'm broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. And I want you to meet once again, as you have many times before, our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is Chief Economist of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, among many other notable things that he's accomplished, and the author of D.C. by the Numbers, New York by the Numbers, The Galaxy by the Numbers, and a sports book, which I haven't heard much about lately. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Good to see you, Jim. Good to be here, I should say, and my publisher hasn't heard much about that book yet either. But
how are you doing about that?
It's in the...
He called and wanted me to ask you about it, Ray.
It is being worked on along with another book, actually. So I'm working on two at the same time.
Oh man, that's too much.
Yeah, I know. Believe me.
I believe it. No, I know. Hey,
are you at a golf tournament again?
What do you mean again?
Because last year you did the same thing. I was on your show while you were at a golf tournament.
Yeah,
and
well,
I said, you know, I need to get the invite next year, and I didn't get that invite.
Think about this, Ray. It's a Champions Golf Tournament. It's called the Administaff Small Business Classic. Now think about that.
I like that.
So 5 years ago, a little over 5 years ago, I heard about the inaugural Administaff for Small Business Classic, and I said, wait a minute, they're combining golf and small business? If they have food there, I mean, that's the hat trick for me.
You're a happy man.
I'm a happy guy. That's exactly right. And I've been here, this is my fifth year in a row to be here, to broadcast from here, and spend some time with these folks. And yes, I brought my sticks. So.
Yeah, I bet you did. All right. Well, good for you. I'm envious, if you can't tell.
But now, Ray, you know how hard I work all the other parts of the year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But I'm still working. I mean, you know, I'm doing my show. I could have taken a week off, you know, but no, I gotta do my show. Hey, Ray, you know, all the stuff that's going on right now has taken my breath away. The global reach of the government into the global government camel has pushed its nose under the tent of capitalism, of free market capitalism, and seems to be sliding further and further under the tent to the point where we're about to have this big, huge, ugly camel in capitalism's living room. So from a banking standpoint, from a regulatory standpoint, et cetera, is capitalism as we have known it, Ray, over?
Boy, I tell you, I'm not. I'm in your camp. I'm worried about the same exact thing. I mean, when you pick up the Wall Street Journal in the morning and it's talking about the United States government, partially nationalizing banks, you just have
and Iceland and England did.
Right, right, and it is. You know, it's scary on so many levels, Jim. I think it's scary because, in my view, they're misreading, they've misread the situation over the last several months, and now they're laying the groundwork going forward, setting the precedent going forward that is just extremely dangerous for our economy in terms of the role of government in the economy and the precedent being set for nationalization, but in terms of regulation and taxation and everything, it's extremely uneasy. I mean, it's very similar to the change in mentality that happened with the Great Depression, and I think if people actually, they need to understand the causes there, and I think they need to better understand the causes of what's going on right now. And you know what? It's not, I mean, my bottom line is it's not market failure. For the most part, it's government failure.
That's exactly right. Because, you know, Ray, if you look around, I mean, there are so many elements of our economy that are still very solid, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And it's and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not a but I'm not saying that we weren't going to experience some real pain here in terms of the adjustment process. But the market should have been left to do that process. It's only been made worse by government
intervention. And we've all become a little intoxicated over the last few years, and we're all experiencing a hangover. But one of the things, folks, you've heard me say before, I'm not worried about the next 12 to 36 months. I'm worried about the next 12 to 36 years. I'm going to ask Ray what he thinks about that when we come back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
Only you.
Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, little platters bringing us back there, little Tony Williams, the lilting voice of Tony Williams, bringing us back from the oldies, from the Wayback Machine. Ray Keating doesn't remember that song. Ray Keating is our guest, folks. He's chief economist. You may have heard it, but you don't remember that one. So, but anyway.
I don't remember when it hit the charts, Jim. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, some of us do. Anyway, Rick Keating is our guest, folks. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, an organization that if you're a small business owner, you must know about. I certainly encourage you to check it out. Ray, what's happening new on your website this week?
Oh, my goodness. All sorts of good stuff up there. You know, new columns, new facts of the week. I'm finishing frantically. The rest of my day will... we're finishing our traditional guide on the issues for the election from a small business perspective. We'll be getting our ratings hopefully out shortly. All sorts of good stuff coming, and there's some good stuff right on the site there right now. So, and it's updated almost daily, so it's always something new there.
SBECouncil.org. My favorite part is where you can go and see how your member of Congress, your delegation, voted on small business issues. I encourage you to check that out. And how your state ranks also, right? The state ranking there for how your state ranks with regard to how it treats small business owners and entrepreneurs.
Yep, absolutely. Small Business Survival Index, and we also have the Business Tax Index. So those are all there for you to take a look at.
So I hope you'll check that out. SBECouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about for almost 11 years, Ray.
That's right.
Ray, I bought some stock yesterday. I'm making proposals to prospective customers. I'm buying, I'm selling, I'm hopeful. I'm continuing to march. I'm doing my business like everybody else. I'm actually not all that worried about the next 12 to 36 months because I've been around long enough to know that there are cycles, and if I live long enough in the future, I'm going to go through more cycles, those that go up and those that go down. What I'm more worried about, really, is I'm taking a longer view on this, and when I see all the government intervention, and I still, I'll be honest with you, Ray, I'm not smart enough to know which of it was justified and which of it wasn't justified. I know some of it probably was, even though I hate saying that, I almost want to cut my tongue out to say that. But, Ray, I'm more worried about not the next 36 months, 12 months, I'm worried about the next 12 to 36 years. What do you think?
Well, you know, I have to say, Jim, I'm probably in the other boat. I'm probably more concerned about the next year, two, three, 4 years, because, and then, you know, when you get out farther, you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if we experience, for example, a dramatic shift in, which has already started, obviously, in terms of government and its role in the economy and taxes and regulation over the next year or two or so on, there's going to be fallout to that. And then the question is, the real question is, do we then snap back to some economic common sense and say, whoa, this was not the right thing to do? Or, and it could easily go this way, this darker path, Or do we say, do they keep saying, well, obviously we need more government intervention? You know, this, the market is still not working the way the market is supposed to. You know, this is the way the theory goes. So we need even more government. And that's, you know, if we go that path, then I'm with you in terms of being concerned about, you know, the next several days.
See, the reason I'm saying that is there's already enough things going on. There are enough people out there with the memories of the old system. And even though I know the next 12 or 24 months are going to be fairly challenging for a lot of folks on many levels, you know, it actually could wind up being not so bad. I mean, they could actually get a couple of these things right, Ray, and it might not be so bad. And we might say, wait a minute, maybe this is not so bad. And then we set these regulatory government intervention things into place. People start liking it like they do in Denmark and Sweden. You know, they think this is a utopian way to look at it, and we get lulled into to thinking that the new order, which would not be free market capitalism, that's become the norm, and we start building, you know, businesses based on that. It's the new paradigm, so to speak,
that we start to survive. Yeah, it's obviously a huge danger because, I mean, look at what happened with the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday. They were like, oh, word is coming out that the government is going to take taxpayer dollars and inject it directly into banks. Well, that's great, isn't it? Ooh, the market jumped 900-some-odd points. Well, obviously, yeah. The people on Wall Street that are looking for the bailout, I mean, and are looking for this, many of them, not all of them, because some of the banks aren't too thrilled about this idea, that they're going to react that way on a one day jump. So yeah, are they? You're right. Is this mentality going to take hold going forward? And that's absolutely. It's a big concern. But I think, you know, the more dangerous, you know, the more subtle aspects of this is our expectations. You know, all of a sudden, are we going to start saying, well, you know, are we going to be like Europe, where we say 1.5-2% growth? Well, that's just dandy. You know, are we going to start accepting those types of things? Are we going to just, you know, basically write off our economy as a European style economy?
Well, and don't forget this, Ray. In those countries with that kind of mentality, entrepreneurs do not flourish.
You're absolutely right, Jim, because and the numbers tell you that, because entrepreneurs are the ones that are out there creating the jobs and getting the economy really rocking and rolling and making the big difference between what America is and what Europe is. And if you don't have the entrepreneurship,
if you agree with the things that Ray and I are talking about, if you're a small business owner making payroll every Friday, you probably do. The answer is, once this thing settles down, we've got to each individually work hard to get the government back out of our business. We're going to have to do that, folks. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Dive, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, having a great time. And we're interviewing our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, that's sbecouncil.org. Pound for pound, no organization works harder and does more for small business than Ray. And Karen Kerrigan, the president of that fine organization, one of our dear friends who's with me, was one of my very first guests back in 97 when we first started doing the show. And she's coming up on her 11th anniversary, Ray. Next month we'll get her back on and have our 11th anniversary. How about that?
That's great. That's fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ray, when we went to the break, I was telling the audience that what's going to have to happen. You know, the camel's got his nose under the tent and is pushing his way in. And we're going to have to live with this camel for a while. And the only way to get the camel out, so we can get our so people like my audience, Ray, small business owners who didn't do anything wrong, who I think will lead this economy out of whatever we're in right now. I believe that. I believe small business will lead this economy out of. Wall Street won't lead us out of this, folks. I'm going to repeat that. Wall Street will not lead this economy out of whatever it is right now. It is up to you, small business owners. And so what we've got to do, Ray, small business owners and other people who care about this free market capitalism, employees too, customers too, we've got to take back, we got to get the camel out of the living room that's pushed its way under our tent, Ray. And I'm heartened by what I saw when they were about to pass the bill, the rescue bill, the bailout bill, how at 1,000 to 1, by some reports, people were calling in against it. That makes me feel good about the American people.
Yeah, and it does with me as well. And you're absolutely right about, you know, entrepreneurs and small businesses. They're the ones that are going to, as usual, get the economy moving again. The question, of course, is, you know, that camel and whether, you know, how many obstacles will the government put in the path of small business, and how many of those obstacles are we going to be able to lower or get out of the way? And, you know, maybe here's the question for you. I mean, is it getting that camel out of the tent, pushing the camel out, or is it pushing the toothpaste back into the tube? And that's, you know, when government starts expanding, that's the real question. And you know, it's going to be you know, I hope it's more that camel, quite frankly.
One
but
thing
it's
I
be
hope
messy either way.
Here's where we're different from other countries. We have, you know, we've got hybrid vigor. We're a mongrel of people here in the United States. We've got all these different. We've assimilated everybody into this country, and we're not hidebound like Europe is, and
yep.
Even Japan is, and we're not hidebound like those guys are. Our perspective of the marketplace is not. And I still am hopeful, Ray. That by not being hidebound, it will say, you know what, we've gotten things back on an even keel. We've learned some lessons. We need this kind of regulation, but at this point, we're going to get rid of that. We're going to go back to the way we used to do because we want to be entrepreneurs in this nation.
And I think that's, you know, that's obviously where the hope lies. I mean, it doesn't lie with politicians and Treasury secretaries and Fed chairmen. It lies. You're absolutely right with that entrepreneurial spirit and the entrepreneurial skills of the American people, and that's where the hope has to lie. But the policymakers have to understand that, and we have to make sure that they understand that. And business owners can make a difference. I mean, they've got businesses and they employ people in these districts and states, and they have to make their voices clear on this issue. Because if they don't, then this is going to linger, and we're going to have struggles going forward without it.
Which means that we may have to re-elect, we may have to get rid of some policymakers if they don't get that, Ray. Now, you know, one thing that I'm very excited about, Ray, I've been listening to speeches, to political speeches for many decades now. I've never heard candidates invoke the name small business as much as they are this year. I'm excited about that.
Yep, we have to make sure they connect that the rhetoric turns into some reality that really makes a positive difference for small business owners.
I agree with you, Ray, because a lot of the policies they're talking about are not going to be good for small business. But Ray, you got to take heart from the fact that they're recognizing that we actually exist.
Oh yeah, oh absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right. But you know, I'm a bottom line guy, Jim, and as an economist, and you just got to
worship at the throne of results, right, Ray?
That's right. We need the results.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, give us the website again, please.
SBECouncil.org, and head on there. And as I said, almost every day there's something new. And also you can link over to our blog and see what we're saying there as well and weigh in yourself. So,
and I know you joined me. I know you joined me in being so proud of small business owners and what they're going to be doing for this economy.
Absolutely. They're the ones that are going to lead us out of this, as you said.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray. See you later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.